Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. China expands visa-free policy to Malta, Croatia, other countries. This policy enables holders of ordinary passports to visit China for a duration of up to 30 days for purposes such as business, tourism, visiting family and friends, exchange visits, and transit. Following a one-year trial period, on November 30, 2024, China broadened its visa-free entry policy to include 9 additional countries: Bulgaria, Romania, Croatia, Montenegro, North Macedonia, Malta, Estonia, Latvia, and Japan. Citizens of these newly included states are permitted visa-free entry into China until December 31, 2025. The initiative aimed at facilitating visa-free travel to China for European citizens launched in November 2023, when the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of China revealed a one-year trial allowing ordinary passport holders from France, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, Spain, and Malaysia to enter the country without a visa. This policy permitted eligible travelers to visit China for various purposes, including business, tourism, family visits, or transit, with a maximum stay of 15 days. The trial, which began on December 1, 2023, yielded positive results, leading to an expansion throughout 2024. By November 30, 2024, the policy had been extended to 38 countries, predominantly European, with the maximum duration of stay increased to 30 days. Additionally, the policy reflects enhanced flexibility by accommodating travel for exchange purposes. This policy enables holders of ordinary passports to visit China for a duration of up to 30 days for purposes such as business, tourism, visiting family and friends, exchange visits, and transit. According to China's foreign ministry, this initiative aims to enhance international travel and stimulate both tourism and business travel. The policy also includes an extension of the visa-free stay period from 15 days to 30 days, the inclusion of exchange visits as a legitimate reason for entry. Additionally, on November 7, 2024, China entered into a mutual visa exemption agreement with the Solomon Islands, which will come into effect once both nations finalize their respective domestic legal processes. China's unilateral visa-free policy has led to a significant increase in international arrivals. In the third quarter of 2024, the country recorded nearly 8.2 million inbound trips by foreign visitors, reflecting a year-on-year growth of 48.8%. Notably, approximately 4.9 million of these entries were made under the visa-free provision, representing an impressive 78.6% increase compared to the same time frame in 2023. Air China's Geneva office has reported a substantial rise in passenger traffic. Following the implementation of the visa exemption on March 14, the Geneva-Beijing route has accommodated around 29,000 passengers by November 30, which is an 80% increase from the previous year. This surge in travel has also generated considerable activity on social media, with China travel emerging as a leading trending topic across major platforms such as Facebook and TikTok. China's new policy is fostering cultural exchange, allowing visitors to gain first-hand experiences that challenge stereotypes and enhance their understanding of the country's social and economic landscape. Large European corporations, such as German major car makers Mercedes-Benz and BMW, have acknowledged the influence of the policy in facilitating business travel and bolstering investor confidence. Additionally, small and medium-sized enterprises, SMEs, have reaped advantages, as managers are now better positioned to participate in exhibitions and meetings in China. According to the chief economist of the World Trade Organization, China's new visa-free policy is a significant catalyst for global trade and services and investment. He emphasized that amidst a period of slow global economic recovery and increasing protectionist measures, the enhancements to China's visa policy instill confidence and drive momentum in the global economy, thereby fostering economic globalization. The visa-free policy constitutes a significant aspect of China's unilateral opening up strategies, which also encompass the liberalization of the domestic market for foreign businesses and the organization of the China International Import Expo. in conjunction with multilateral and bilateral opening up efforts, including China's accession to the WTO and various free trade agreements, these initiatives have fostered a beneficial cycle of trade between China and the global community. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.